The issue between the tribe and the state went to court in 1998 after slot machines were put on land government officials claimed were originally turned over to the state. Tribal representatives countered that the gaming devices were on a golf course within reservation boundaries. A federal injunction was later imposed against the operation of the slot machines. Now, U.S. Magistrate Patricia Gorenz has ruled that the Stockbridge Muncie Reservation was winnowed down by an 1871 act that sold three-quarters of its land to lumber barons. Leaders of the tribe, including President Bob Chicks, contest the ruling and say they'll now go to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. According to a press release issued by the Stockbridge Muncie Mohicans, the land was sold without the knowledge of most tribal members. Chicks and other tribal representatives declined comment for the story, but the press release says the tribe appreciates Judge Gorenz's efforts and that they will continue to persevere in the case. It says the matter is complicated, adding that the court's ruling was 147 pages long. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.